We're joined now by Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist. Kim, let's kind of start things off with what the market is offering for 2022 harvested wheat.
Well, there's a lot of volatility in this market right now. You go up at Medford, it's somewhere around $7.90. Go down around Alta, Snyder, in that area, $7.83. And if you go out to the Panhandle, Parrington, in that area, $7.80.
So this $7.90 range, how does that compare to historical prices?
It's relatively good. I'd say it's very good. You look at, I'll go back to June of 2009 to where prices are now. The average price for the June, July, and August time period, the harvest time period, is $5.50. So that $7.90 is really good. You look at the lows and the highs in 2016, you had $3.24, and in 11 and 12 you had $7.68 and $7.74. So that's the high average for those 3 months, and we're above that. Now you got to be careful here, because you go to 2011, you had that $7.68 average. The range in those 3 months of the prices was from $6.72 to $8.69, a $2 range in that three-month time period. You look at 2012, the average was $7.74, the range was $5.99 to $9.03, and that $9.03 occurred in July. So you may have a high price, but you've got a lot of volatility too, so you got to be careful how you pull the trigger on that price.
A lot of things to consider. I think a question that people have is, what are the odds that these relatively high prices we're seeing now or that are projected will remain?
I think they're high, because look at the situation. You got the crop condition that's below average. The hard red winter wheat production area, Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, southern Nebraska, north and south Dakota, Colorado, Montana, that's where we produce our wheat. You look at the crop condition in Oklahoma, 43% of it's poor to very poor, 5% last year. You look at Texas, 71% of it's poor to very poor, 41% last year. Kansas, better condition, 31% poor to very poor. So our crop conditions in poor conditions. And if you look at the drought situation, that'll tell you why the prices will probably remain high. The drought, if you look at the map, the red is extreme drought, the orangish brown is severe drought, and yellow, that pretty much covers our whole area, with a large percentage of it at that extreme level. You look at the 90-day forecast for the drought, brown in this chart shows that. So you see that it's going to be persistent, or it's expected to be persistent at least through April. The yellow means that the drought is going to increase in that area, and that covers most of all the hard red winter wheat. So the yields are probably going to be below average. That's the odds, and that means our price will probably hold.
Certainly tough weather conditions for Oklahoma wheat country. With all of this you've talked about, would you forward contract 2022 wheat?
Well, the problem is going to be, if my wheat's in poor condition right now, I don't know my yield, and I don't want to forward contract at a relatively high price and not be able to deliver. If I hadn't sold any, I'd probably sell 10 or 15% just to lock in that near $8 price. But I'd be very careful about forward contracting. The key time period, one, is the drought projection going to be correct? And two, what's May and June going to look like? If they continue dry, we're not going to have much wheat. But if you don't have much wheat, we could even have a higher price.
Okay, Kim, keep us posted, and we'll see you again next week. Thank you.